across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Hello.
You're all in black today.
Yep.
Any big event afterwards? You trialing, working at a kitchen? What's going on?
No. You know what?
It's rare for you. You love a colour.
I do love a colour. But yes, Mondays are our laundry day.
Right.
And that storm rolled in yesterday and I was like, oh, we probably should get the clothes off the line.
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered.
Just looked at them on the line. Yeah. From the couch.
Yep.
Nah,
that's a tomorrow job, which I feel like is a superstition of mine that it's bad luck to keep clothes on the line overnight.
Is it?
Yeah. But I was like, I can't be bothered, so I'm just ripping any clothes I've got in the cupboard and just happened to be all black.
Because you normally like a lovely pastel green or something.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Not today. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm also, Tuesday's my least favourite day, so.
Oh, yeah. Anything else happened yesterday that was good?
Went for a swim.
Oh, yeah. Good swim? Where at?
Yeah, it was good. Dixon Park.
Excellent.
Actually, it was really nice. There was no wind.
Good weather for
it. Peaceful, yeah, it's nice.
Lovely, lovely. Mm. Little lunch at the beach?
No. Can't remember.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. Jeez, that was absolutely thrilling. Jess, what did you get up to yesterday? Anything exciting?
Oh, not really.
We are brilliant. So boring, aren't we?
It was Monday, and I think, what did I do? I made some banana bread because I had some mushy bananas.
This is a bit of fun. This is what I'm talking about. Has it got a bit of walnut in there?
Nah.
Geez, you count the macros?
Nah.
Just cooking.
Just making a banana bread.
And just put a fat layer of butter on top.
Exactly.
And ice cream on top of that.
Ooh, yum.
That would be good.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
I'm
it's
really
cake,
struggling.
Really.
I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
Don't
now.
Worry
it's
about
really
it.
Really bugging me.
It's not bugging me. Couldn't care less. We'll be catching up with Jess though in a minute to go a bit deeper on those local news headlines.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, there was an alleged assault in Stockton yesterday?
Yeah, so police were called out to Fulton Street at about 3:30 a.m. yesterday morning. There were reports that there was a break and enter. When they got there, a 58-year-old man was found suffering a laceration to his head. Ambos were called. He was treated at the scene and then referred to the John Hunter. Police apparently were told that the offenders broke in. They did what they did, and they allegedly then were seen heading north along Fulton Street in a silver hatchback. So police are still looking for them.
Oh,
if you live on Fulton Street or in the area, if you've got some CCTV from the front of your house, police would love it. So get in touch with Crime Stoppers.
That's my worst nightmare.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Switching gears a little bit, the Lake Macquarie Council is going to have to pay a lot more for this Hunter Sports Centre expansion, yeah?
Yeah, so last night councillors awarded the contract for this Hunter Sports Centre. It's basically an extension to what they already have, but it's going to see like a three-storey building added on to the end of what they've got. It's going to have offices, a cafe, some function rooms and multi-purpose rooms and things like that.
Yeah.
But problem is, over the last sort of 18 months, with cost of living going up and everything else going up, the cost of the project has gone up. They reckon about 34%. So,
this is what, when I hear that go, it must be nice to get a contract with a council because you go, it's just gone up by a third. It just sorted out. We'll just pay the bill, would you? And they go,
you just got to front that now.
Okay. And then that's it. Like, yeah. I know that there's inflation, sure, but that's not 34%.
No,
it's a lot.
That's and the whole thing is what, $40-something million.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if a third of that, it's over a $10 million bump. Now, if I go to the bosses in here and ask for $10 million,
say, excuse me, my packet of chips and cereal's got up at Woolies. You're gonna have to pay me a bit more.
Can I have a third more? Only councils would agree to that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Even begrudgingly. Only they would just go, yeah, sign the money out.
It's wild, though, because it's not just happening with, like, big commercial builds. It's also happening with domestic builds as well. Like, friends of ours got a quote to build a house before COVID, and it's taken them this long for it to, like, to be built. So much so that the quote that they had for the painter was like, well, you paid me this amount. That's all I can paint. That's all I'm doing for the house. He left the house half painted. He was like, well, this is, that's what I quoted you before COVID, before inflation. This is all that the supplies are going to cost me.
Holy moly.
That or pay an extra 10 grand for me to finish it.
Somebody is taking the mickey.
Aren't they?
Like,
it's crazy.
But it's somewhere like, in
if
there.
You've put that quote forward. You have to honour that, right?
You would have thought so.
Oh my God, it's wild.
Out of control. Crazy. Anyway, someone gets an extra 10 mil. Pretty sweet way to wake up on a Tuesday, isn't it?
Must be nice.
Must be indeed.
Not us.
No. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And oh my God, the Mayfield of Porto /BP that we are excited to open. Because everyone wants the Oporto.
I want the Bondi Bite so bad.
Yeah. Another petrol station. Well, that's just a bit more competition. That's all right. Drive down the prices. I'm happy.
That's true.
But Oporto, yes, bring it on. Anyway, they've had a couple of dramas. God, supposed to be open ages ago. Like months ago, I think. And now it's still going.
Well, yeah, didn't you say that some of the staff that had been hired to work at Oporto were told they were going to start before Christmas?
Yeah. So, well, this is what I've read from the comment section of Facebook gossip groups from the area.
Which seems to be always completely correct.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, look, they're supposed to be open, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talked about it on the show where the big geyser of water shot up on Maitland Road.
And people, that was like during like peak travel. Yeah. Peak commuting time too, right?
Everyone's putting that like on TikTok, you know. And then the latest one 5 hours ago in the Mayfield gossip group, once again on Facebook, gas leak at the PP servo under construction on Maitland Road. Road is closed. Currently one firefighter and a growing number of police.
Oh, my God.
So 5 hours ago, it's at midnight or something, or 11:30 last night. What a drama. I mean, and then there was the curb and guttering issue, also read from the comments.
Oh, my God.
Where they were supposed to put in a driveway and put in
water gutter instead.
New curb instead.
That is such an expensive job to dig up.
Oh, you got to cut it out with a concrete saw. It's a whole drama.
So what happens when there's a gas leak?
I have no idea. You got to call up the gas people, Demina or something. Come out, turn it off up the road, put a new pipe in, your day goes on. But
okay, so it's like a leaking from a pipe.
Well, I'm guessing.
You would assume so, right?
Well, I don't
not
know
from
how
an outlet, because you'd just be able to turn that off,
yeah,
right?
I don't think they just left the stove on.
Yeah, right.
In the newer Porto. I think there must be a pipe. Anyway, it's all a guess at this point.
And then if the gas like keeps leaking, is there a fire?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all safety valves and stuff like that.
I just
that.
Always assume if I leave the stovetop on, the house is going to burn down.
Well, I mean, it's possible, but unlikely. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
I'm just concerned about the Oporto potentially burning down. Mayfield doesn't need that.
No, we need the Oporto. That's what we want.
We need the Bondi Bites.
Exactly. That's all we care about at the end of the day.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
You're just talking there, Jess, about the supercars track.
Mm.
You know, all those corners and stuff, all concrete, like you said, that just freaks me out, like, to think about driving that fast in that tight a space.
How bloody cool.
Oh, absolutely.
I had to go to, like, through Niue Beach the other day.
Yeah.
And they've set up all the bollards and, like, everything. Mm. I was like, oh, my God. I'm a supercar driver.
Did you drive?
And I was like, trying to go heaps quick, but I was a bit scared.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, because now there's concrete bollards right next to the road everywhere.
But you know how, like, when you turn and you're, like, fully mm-hmm. lean, like, you're playing corners?
Did you do
that? Yeah. I was only doing, like, 50 Ks.
My partner is frothing it. He dropped me off to go for a massage the other day, and he has, like, a V8 car, and he, like, I just spent an hour, like, driving around in circles.
That's so
funny. Like, pretending I was a supercar.
Cutting hot laps of Shortland Esplanade.
50 Ks.
That is so funny.
You and him had such different afternoons, didn't you?
Yep.
Jess is in there, they're all like, relax your arms.
Oh, it was a remedial massage. There was no relaxation
involved. No, that's pain.
No, that's it's the same then. up next, yesterday on the show, we talked about naked neighbours. If you've got them, if you've seen them, if you are the naked neighbour.
Yes.
And some of the people that came on the show, well, let's just say entertaining to say the least. And we'll talk more about that up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. Are you the naked neighbour? Is the question we move into here.
Or are you busting the naked neighbour?
That's right. Is there somebody nuding up all the time across the road from you as, like, my friend.
Or if you're my neighbour.
Yeah, next door directly, that
I'm
sort of thing.
All the time. We've got Zoe up first in Aberglasson. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
Now, are you the one nuding up all the time?
Well, yeah, I'm going to say yes.
And have you been busted before?
Not yet.
That's good.
That you know of.
That's exactly right.
Is it just like a, you feel more liberated, like, and you're just more relaxed, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's definitely just a habit.
Yeah.
We have, like, in our house, we have, like, a really long hallway that goes from the back door to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm someone that always has to have the blinds and doors open. And obviously, every door in the house kind of leads off that hallway, like the laundry, the bathroom, our bedroom. Our bedroom has an ensuite, but I often have a bad habit of, you know, getting undressed in the laundry, chucking the clothes in the washing machine, and then I just, I'll just go to the bathroom now, but I always get sidetracked and do bits and pieces here and there between there.
Just doing a bit of vacuuming, that sort of thing.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, sis. I love the feeling of being nude in my own house. And I don't care who sees. And if you're offended, a man has walked past with his dog and his wife and his children before and saw me naked in the kitchen and he was offended. Don't look in my kitchen window, mate. I'm in my own house. Anyway.
That's right. Why are you even looking in there anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Eyes to the front.
Literally. Eyes up here. My eyes are up here.
That's right.
Let's go to James in Wallsend next. Hey, James.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Are you nuding up at home?
So, yes, but I have a naked neighbour that, you know, like in Amsterdam, how they get undressed in the windows?
Yep.
So he's one of them. So he gets home every time from work, has a look out his window, opens his curtains and just strips off.
Is there by any chance, does he have like a little red lantern at the front of his house?
I'm waiting for this little bit of light to pop on every now and then, but I still haven't found it yet.
Okay.
Let us know.
It's like he comes to the window and he pops his head out the window and sees anyone watching, and then it's like he just throws his clothes off and just puts his legs up in the lounge.
Does he wink at you, James?
I'm hoping not.
Oh, that's so good. All right, let's wrap this up with Chris in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Tell us, are you nuding up or are you busting your naked neighbour?
I'm busting my brother. So basically he had to do some living away from home work and he was stayed up in the caravan park.
Yeah.
And he'd never had an experience with day and night blinds before.
Yeah.
So it's night, it's getting darker. He's gone out the lounge room, towed himself off a bit, looked up and there was someone walking past his window, staring straight at him. And he hasn't clicked just yet. He's looking and going, can they see me?
Yep.
And the next minute, they've just, like, dropped one of the beers that they were holding and turned away.
Oh.
He's freaked out, ducked down the bottom so no one could see him. And then
my God.
Snuck out of the house to go to work very early in the morning and got home very late at night.
Jesus. Not good.
I love a story where it involves dropped one of the beers he was holding because that person is just double parked.
Debbie has commented on our Facebook post as well saying, not quite naked, but the postman caught me. I was hooked up to a breast pump and answered the door and he saw everything he wasn't supposed to. He was very embarrassed. Haven't seen that postie since. That was 2 years ago.
Decided he wanted a new route.
Don't blame him.
Are you under the age of 80 and still drink a shandy? Because I didn't think there was anybody out there. So my grandma had one once, RIP, but she was over 80, approved, normal.
Right. Okay.
Normal behaviour.
I told you, you'd be surprised at the amount of people around Newcastle enjoy a shandy and the phones have lit up.
I can't believe this.
Let's go to Matt in Port Stephens up first. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, do you enjoy a shandy or know someone that does?
Look, I reckon my mum was manipulating me at a young age. She definitely had me on over the Christmases. Like, every Christmas was, yeah, have some of this, have some of this. I loved it.
How young are we talking here, Matt?
I would absolutely have one, just to, you know.
What age are you? Are you 79 or?
I'm 26 on Friday.
Oh, birthday for Friday. Yeah. We'll shout you a shandy.
Oh, awesome.
Good stuff. Well, we found the first one. I don't know. Anyway, let's see if there's any more.
Let's go to Linda in Waratah West. Hey, Linda.
Hi, how Hey, Novos, how you going this morning?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, do you love a shandy?
I had a shandy last Saturday night.
Are you joking me?
No, at the Honeysuckle Hotel.
Yeah.
Bloody beautiful, but the young devil behind the bar poured the first and the lemon.
Oh, your mind's just a bit dodgy. But I feel like what she said was that the girl behind the bar probably didn't know what a shandy was, because the girl behind the bar was probably born in 2001.
Well, that's possible these days, which is shocking at times, isn't it?
It is. But we've got Candy in Wall's End next. Hey, Candy.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, do you love a shandy?
I do.
Gee, you sound young for 80. What's your...
I'm 45.
What?
I'm halfway there.
Okay. Halfway there.
And now when you get the shandy, do you go like half and half, or is it mostly lemonade? What's your situation?
Mostly beer. I don't like beer on its own. It's too... Yeah. lemonade. Yeah.
Interesting. And what beer are you going, Candy, when you mix it with the lemonade?
Whatever's on tap,
doll,
whatever they give me.
Yeah,
but
you just get what you
get.
But
if I have a beer on its own, it's a Corona.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, what's your local pub, Candy?
I've just moved down here, guys, so I don't have one.
Oh, well, welcome to the area, first of all.
Town Hall Hotel in Waratah is a good one.
That it is. Okay. Well, you're in Wall's End, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fire station's pretty good,
too. Yeah. Yeah, okay. You might need to go and try a shandy there.
Top recommendation. Very good.
All right, let's wrap this up with Sam in Maitland. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about your shandy preference. Do you love it?
So it's not actually me, but I have spent quite a few years working behind bars.
Right.
And even in, like, remote outback NT, it is really popular.
Jug of shandy?
Yes.
What?
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, you can order it by the jug. And if you want half and half, tell them half and half. If you want more beer, tell them more beer.
And Sam, now, you said you're a bartender, yeah?
Yeah, I used to be.
Right. When someone asks you for a shandy, is there just like a moment of awkwardness where you look at them in the eye and go, I know what kind of person you are. You're a big wuss. Do you reckon?
I think at first it was a bit of a shock and it was a little bit like that, but now it's just the immediate reaction is, okay, how do you want it?
Yeah, that's it. You got to ask. You need to get the ratios right.
So you don't even think about all the ratios that are involved, because some people might want mostly lemonade.
I told you. Shandies are still a thing.
They sure are. Well, colour me blown away. I didn't think it was possible, but Newcastle has responded. They love shandies.
Bit soft, though, aren't they?
Just a little bit. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, of course. Water your beer with a lemonade.
Yeah, exactly.
That's responsible, is it? Sure. Un-Australian, but maybe responsible.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
That it is. Now, of course, you can win yourself a family pass to the Newcastle show.
Oh, my God.
Everyone wants that.
Hottest tickets in town right now. If you want to go along, call now on 4967 4105. We're playing 3 of a Kind. It's the simplest game in Newcastle. Basically, we give you 3 things. You identify the theme. First of 2, best of 3. We need 2 fresh callers to join us this morning to go head-to-head.
Yeah, that's right. Do you want me to do a little test on you?
Yeah, go on.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
BP, Ampol. Metro.
Tyler.
Yeah, what is it?
Servos.
That is correct. Well done. You got a point. See,
easy peasy.
If you are able to solve that and you want some free Newy show tickets,
this weekend. Oh,
you don't want to pay for the tickets. You want to save your money for all the good stuff.
Yeah, like the potato on a stick and show bags and stuff.
Dag good dog.
Oh,
use your money for that.
Dag good dogs.
Right. If this is your vibe, 4967 4105. You win yourself a family pass. Just by being the best at 3 of a Kind.
And it's pretty easy to be the best, isn't it?
Now, we do need a couple of players because our runner-up from yesterday has gone AWOL. Don't know what's happened to him.
Yeah, Hayden's done a runner.
Probably maybe slept in. Anyway, that's his business.
Can't blame him.
Exactly. So, 4967 4105. If you want the free Newcastle show tickets, call us now.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. For 4 tickets, the Newcastle show, Tyler, March 3 to 5 at Newcastle Showground. Everyone wants these tickets, right?
I think they do. I mean, cost of living is through the roof at the moment.
Sure is.
some people can't afford to go to the show, so we want to hook them up for free.
That's right. Or maybe you can afford it and you just want to get ahead in life.
Totally.
We're not against that, are we?
But nah, not at all.
We live in a capitalist system. Yep. Work hard, get money. That's how it is, right?
Work hard, get money.
So we've met a couple of contestants, shall we?
Yeah, we should. We've got Gaz up first in Toronto. Hey, Gaz.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, gross. What do you do for work?
Drive cranes.
Oh, fun.
That's cool. How tall's your crane you got at the moment?
Oh, I'm not very tall. There's overhead cranes, there's mobile cranes, there's all sorts of stuff.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to lift a portal over a building site, don't you?
Try not to drop it.
Yeah. So, and size doesn't matter, does it, Gaz?
No, it's all about reach.
Yep, exactly.
That's well said. I couldn't have said it better myself.
And how you use it as well, if you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got it. Do you have a big, strong crane arm?
Yeah, stick up, stick down. You know how it goes.
I do. Don't you worry about that, Gaz.
I've got no idea, but I'll just pretend I do.
You don't know about stick up, stick down?
Oh, yep. Probably do.
Hey, Robbie. How are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Are you keen on going to the show this weekend, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. All right. The kids. Well, they've never been.
Well, you better bloody win then. Don't disappoint the kids, all right?
I know. Don't jinx me.
Pressure's on. All right. Let's test our buzzers. Let's go with Gaz first.
Gaz?
See, well
strong.
Done. Robbie, you're up next.
Robin.
Oh, see, well done.
Now, is it Robin or Robbie?
Either way.
Don't confuse me.
Okay. All right. Don't forget your name's your buzzer. You got to use your real name. First one. Fanta Bundaberg Blood Orange.
Oh, Robbie, sorry. Kiss.
Oh, was that Robbie?
No. Yeah. Robbie, what is that?
Fizzy drinks.
Oh, we need a bit. Can you please be more specific?
Oh, additives to alcohol.
No, not what we're after, unfortunately. They're all orange fizzy drinks. We need that bit of detail.
All right, next one. Rainbow Honey Francis.
Excuse me?
Crickets.
Nah.
It's types of mangoes, but we'll move on. All right. Fiji, Mount Franklin, Pump.
Robbie.
Who was that?
That was Gaz.
I said Robin.
Hey, I think we'll have to get a producer in here. Was it Gaz or Robbie in first? He's just texted through. It was Gaz first.
Oh, all right. Yes. Hit us, Gaz. What is it?
That's water. Bottled water.
That is correct. Water. One on the board.
1 point to Gaz. All right, next one. Crest, Sensodyne, Colgate.
Robbie.
Yep. Ooh, Robbie.
That was Robbie first.
Toothpaste.
Oh, what a piece.
That is correct. Pressure's on here.
This is tight. All right, this last one's hard, you guys. You've got to concentrate. Beaumont, Darling, Cleary.
Robbie. Streets in Hamilton.
Indeed it
is. That is correct, which means you're our winner. You're off to the show. Well done. You've got yourself 4 tickets. Gaz, can we get you back once more to have another crack tomorrow?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Yes.
Good stuff. Well done. That's the sort of can-do attitude from a stick-up, stick-down man I appreciate.
Yeah, work hard on your cranes today, Gaz.
Yeah, that's right. And you can, if you don't win, you can buy your own tickets.
Exactly. But also, too, it's back again tomorrow. Another Family Pass giveaway, the newest show. We want to get as many people there as possible.
So that's the goal.
Back again at 6:10 tomorrow morning.
Three of a kind back then. Up next, though, a groom in a situation like at a wedding, which is, I'm saying, disgusting.
You calling it disgusting?
Well, he's a fully grown man.
And he's done something disgusting.
Absolutely foul. And, of course, we'll talk about it on the show next. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
So a wedding makeup artist has claimed one of her brides almost called off her wedding day.
Okay, almost.
The day of the wedding.
Yep.
Because she witnessed something that would warrant calling off the wedding.
Probably something to do with the groom, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you would think.
Was the groom potting the bridesmaid in the coat cupboard or something?
Well, that's like the assumption that 99% of the general population would go to, right?
The bridesmaids, isn't it? Why is it?
Yes. Could be. Or like, I don't know, maybe the father of the bride, if that's
oh, yeah.
what they're feeling too.
Could be a dirty situation
could
there.
Could be. I've heard of that before, but this is not the case this time. You think it's cheating?
Yeah, obviously. That's the most likely.
The makeup artist said that the bride had to go and use the bathroom.
Okay.
After she had just had her hair and makeup finished.
Yep.
She walked into the bathroom and witnessed the groom in there being breastfed by his mother.
What?
You heard me.
That's...
breastfed by his mother.
How old is this
the
guy?
The day of the wedding. I mean, old enough to get married.
This is unbelievable. I have so many questions. Has this been going on the whole time since he was a baby?
Famously, for a woman, for a woman to produce breast milk needs to be sucked out at least a couple times a day, at least once a day.
Is he secretly going round his mum's house every day?
He'd have to be. For this woman to still be producing milk for a grown man?
And what's going to happen, like, after they get married? Was he still planning to keep this whole charade running? Because how absurd.
The thing that bothers me the most is that this woman still went through with the marriage and was fine with kissing him.
Where?
After he's had his lips wrapped around some things that shouldn't be wrapped around.
Where in the world is this?
In the UK.
Jeez, there's some weird stuff going on there, isn't there?
She still went ahead with the wedding. The bride's like, everyone's in the room waiting.
Yes, so?
That's... You know what I'd do? I'd use that as an opportunity to go, old titty sucker out here, it's over.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't be doing that as a grown, full-grown adult.
Not ever.
What the hell? There's some weird people out there, aren't there?
I just want to know why this woman felt that she had to still go through with the wedding.
Anyway, we'll never know that. Except when we get her on the show next.
I will not be kissing. Oh, my God. I would not be kissing that man. His lips have been in a place that I would never want a picture.
Far in the past, sure. When he was a baby.
Yeah,
that's
fine. You've washed your face a few times since then.
Not just straight off the boob onto...
Just picture that, though. Picture a grown...
What is wrong with
picture
people?
Picture a grown man.
Yep.
Sucking it.
I'll picture that way.
Anyway,
check the traffic.
Leave that with you.
Two things at once.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And after 7 o'clock, our trivia check is back. $750.
Cool.
You could win for answering one question correctly.
It's climbing.
Isn't it what? And it's only one question.
Like, so simple.
It couldn't be easier. We try to make it so easy for you.
We're just making life easy for anyone.
That's all right. That's the goal of us.
Next though, Crivo, I saw a boat that had a name on it that is the most memorable thing ever. I'll never forget it. So up next, we're going to be talking the best boat name.
Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, on the weekend, I was fueling up at the servo in Mayfield. And next to me, a bloke was towing a boat. And the boat's name literally caught me. Oh, my God. I must have been in a good mood because I actually started, like, laughing out loud at the service station by myself.
Just
look like
while you're
idiot.
Filling.
The name of the boat was Hook, Line and Sphincter.
That's funny.
It's good.
That's good.
It was good. I even wanted to go up to this bloke and go, that's
well done.
Good, mate. Well done.
Sometimes you just give him a little wave.
Yeah, a nod.
A nod, a little thumbs up,
a
that sort of thing.
A nod of acknowledgement. I was like, I get you and I understand your sense of humour and I like it.
Yeah, everything about it's excellent.
And so I feel like there would be so many out there with, like, even better names. So I want to know on 4967 4105, what's the best boat name you've ever seen? Or do you own a boat with the best name?
Yeah, because the more creative, the better. I think if you own a boat, there's a lot of frustration sometimes that comes with a boat because there's a lot of money you got to put into it and stuff. So
and
having a funny name...
All the fish that you don't catch because you're a useless fisherman.
Having a funny name for a boat's very important.
Yeah, it is.
So, I've never planned to own a boat.
It's good for your reputation, too, if you have a good name for your boat, I feel.
Yeah, but I've always thought about different boat names that I could come up with if right. I did own one.
This is a business opportunity for us.
It is, actually. So here's a couple that you could take from mine. First one, what's Knots to Love?
That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Solid.
Lil Bow Wow. That's quite good.
Yeah.
Get Rigging With It.
What's rigging?
Rigging's like part of the...
Okay,
anyway,
sorry,
it's a boating
term. I ruined that.
Yeah, don't worry about that. And here's one I thought would be quite good as well. Harry Sales.
That's good.
So
solid.
That's the sort of thing we're after here. 4967 4105. Have you seen a great boat name?
Or can you come up with one?
Or do you have one?
Yeah.
Do you have a boat name? Something funny. Don't call up with it's Jenny.
That's lame.
Boring. We want a good boat name.
Best calls to air will also go in the draw to take home a family pass to the Nui show going down this weekend. So if you want those, call through with your best boat names.
4967 4105. Free Nui show tickets. Just need your best boat names on the air next. Waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
And we are asking on 4967 4105. Your best boat names after I saw one fueling up at a servo in Mayfield that was called Hook, Line and Sphincter.
Brilliant. Hilarious. Solid. Yep. Very good.
Let's go up first to Megan in Belmont North. Hey, Megan.
G'day.
Now tell us, what's the best boat name you've ever seen?
Well, growing up as a kid, we had Snafu.
Snafu, that's pretty good. Is that your boat?
It was my parents, yeah, Situation Normal or Bowder.
Solid.
They're nice. Pretty good. Excellent work.
Let's go to Cameron next in West Wall's End. Hey, Cameron. Oh, no, we've lost Cameron.
Surely not. Cameron, you there?
He's not. Anyway, okay. There's a few comments on the Facebook post that we put up last night. Peter used to have a boat called Ship for Brains.
I like that. Pretty That's good. Solid. Excellent.
Tim, his family boat was called So Moist.
Oh,
I love that.
That's good.
That's good.
Fits in well with your swimming motto, isn't it?
Get wet, feel good.
Yeah.
So Moist.
They're all excellent names.
Great.
On Instagram, at the Novos _, we got a message from Anne who said, we had a boat called Shakuzi.
That's good.
Which is pretty fun.
Katie has also messaged through on the Instagram at the Novos _ as well, been flicking.
I think that's my favourite. Yep. We found ourselves a winner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Crevo, if I was to hand you $750 on a silver platter,
yeah,
what you doing with it?
Oh, pub.
Yeah.
I'd have the surf and the turf.
Wow.
And
look at you.
And what's the one up from a schooner?
A pint.
A pint of like the good craft beer and maybe a few of them Uber home. Don't care, got $750 in me skyrocket.
You'd have some change there too, I reckon.
I know.
If you want to win $750, call now. We are playing Trivia Check up next, and we want to give this money away. Crevo, you're not allowed to have it. Sorry, you can't go to the pub and have your surf and drink.
Oh.
But we do want to give one Novocastrian $750.
Do you want free money?
It's and if you chance. Don't, you're a bloody idiot.
Yeah.
Call now. 4967 4105. We've got money to give away and we want you to win it.
We'll trade it for one question
That's
correctly.
That's all it is.
Simple as that. Oh, well, if you want the free money, call now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
It's the Novos Trivia Check.
And you say, let's give away free money if we can. Have some confidence, Crevo.
Oh, I've got plenty of confidence.
Have confidence in Newcastle that they're going to win free money based on answering one simple question.
$750.
That is so much money.
How good would that be? Just landing in your hand, big stack of 50s, or your bank account. Pretty sure it's electronic these days.
Is it?
I think so. Don't think we do the old envelopes anymore.
Oh, what a shame.
Anyway, let's meet our contestant.
We've got Susan in Aberglass. And hey, Susan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Never better. How's the clothing empire?
You're an idiot.
Oh, Crevo.
What an
good
idiot.
One. Good one. I will pay that.
Ignore
absolutely.
Him, Susan.
They're not your shops?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
I probably wouldn't need to win some free money if they were.
Very true.
Probably not.
Also, don't laugh, Susan. It's not funny. You're giving him a courtesy laugh. It's not funny.
Pretty sure it's all right. Susan loved it.
Not funny.
All right. Well, all right, Susan, one question here.
Let's win you some real money. Are you ready?
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Now, before we get into it, though, what are you spending this $750 on?
I am going to spend it on a case of champagne.
Oh, I love you. If you win this, I'm coming over. We'll crack the first bottle together, all right?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I hope you win this.
You know what
Me
I like
too.
I like about this? Such an irresponsible use of money. It's perfect.
You don't know that.
Okay, it's not irresponsible. I've got a birthday coming up, so it's a bit responsible.
Smart.
Yeah?
I love it.
Also, you don't know Susan's story. Maybe she deserves a case of
champagne. Well, she does. There's no doubt about it. That's why I think it's excellent.
All right. Let's get into it, Susan. Don't forget the five-second timer. Don't let that get in your head, all right?
No worries. Thank you.
In what year was the first ever Wimbledon championship held?
God, I don't know. 1912.
Was it 1912?
It was not
1912. Oh, no!
Pretty close stab, though, Susan. It was 1877.
Oh, my goodness. There
way
you go.
Back
I
in
won't
the day.
Forget that year.
No, you will not. Well, enjoy the birthday party anyway.
I'm sorry that you've got to buy your own champagne, though.
Oh, no.
Don't have rude of us.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That does mean, though, tomorrow... 775. Yeah, 775.
You're right.
Have I done the math?
Yeah, you've done it right.
775. Trivia check. Back tomorrow.
Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo on 105.3 New FM. And Harry Styles in his Melbourne show was spotted wearing, you know, the Bunnings straw hat?
Oh, they are the best hat. The most protective hat. I wear one doing the lawns.
So do I.
They're the best.
Excellent. I've usually got about three. Yep. One for the car, one for the house, one for the shed. And they're just a very useful hat. Anyway, he wore that on stage weirdly.
Do you think someone threw it up to him?
Quite possibly, because that's the sort of thing that would happen.
Yeah.
And he's the sort of person that would, I'll throw that on. Because one time he, didn't do so. Remember he didn't eat the chicken nugget? And
the
crowd went,
right.
He's like, a hat, I'm putting that on now.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, he's been seen in the Bunnings straw hat. And of course... the whole world melts down when a celeb at that level wears an item of unique clothing.
But also, too, the director of marketing of Bunnings is like, job done.
Yeah, exactly. Actually taking the rest of the year off now.
I've made my commission for the next 10 years. See you later.
I never need to work again. I'm retiring. It was fun working with you all.
See you never.
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously, the Bunnings straw hats are selling out everywhere because even people on the other side of the world are trying to get their hands on them because it's a Harry Styles wore it. Harry Styles wore it. And it's like $10 or something. Ridiculously cheap.
I must get one of these.
Exactly. It's like when, I forget which one of those princesses, when they got married, the dress, like the day they wore the day before, was sold out. Ridiculous. Some little designer now is retired in the Maldives, which is fun.
Well done to them.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
But what I thought we could do, because he's getting ready for his Sydney show soon, maybe we could send him some local Newcastle swag and in the chance that he might wear it.
Here's a deal. I'll go to the show.
Okay.
I'll take a bag of stuff.
Yep.
And I'll throw it at him.
Excellent.
See if what he sticks.
If any of it sticks, fantastic for Newcastle.
We'll just put Newcastle on the map.
Exactly. Let's start off. This is what I thought. Obviously, a Knights jersey would be great. You know, that would be ideal if we could get him to wear that because it put the Knights on the world stage, which is always good, right? The other one I've thought of, maybe we could get one of the Meriwether Surf life-saving uniforms with the Budgie Smugglers. Do you reckon he'd wear that?
Well, I had Budgie Smugglers as one as a suggestion too because Matty Johns has come out with Better Than Lego Budgie Smugglers.
Perfect.
Let's throw Better Than Lego Budgie Smugglers at Harry Styles and see if he whacks them on.
Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
Would you be, all right if you wore the Budgie Smugglers instead of regular pants for the rest of the show?
I would be more than all right.
Okay, good to know. The other one I had, and I don't know if we can organise this, but I don't know what. I love the idea of this.
Yeah.
A Raja's Corner tracksuit.
It's got to be velour.
Of course. I don't know what colour, but I'm thinking like...
Black and gold.
Black and gold, yeah, being their colours.
Yeah.
Or if we can't organise that, like the blue, like emerald velvet with a gold trim would
that's
be just
nice.
That's very stylish, wouldn't it?
And he's very stylish. That's right up his alley.
I know. That's why I thought, mate, if we could get him to rep Raja's on the world stage.
That's pretty good.
That's a newie company making it to the next level.
I reckon if we want to put Henny Penny on the map, we just take a quarter chook and chuck it at him. And I know that he said he doesn't like a chicken nugget. He doesn't eat chicken.
But when he smells Henny Penny,
he's all
will he be able to resist? Probably not.
No way. And I reckon if it's a solid juicy one, just peg it at him.
Knock
him out with it.
That's a plan. Not one that I think's a good idea, but
I think it's
good
great.
Luck.
I think it's great.
That or the little hat, that you know, the visor, the Henny Penny visor.
Yeah, Henny Penny merch would be good. Or like you suggested, the old school Knights jersey with the big Henny Penny logo on the front.
Perfect.
That is the best one.
I know.
Also, I just had another thought.
Okay.
What about the Massa Madre whipped feta?
I know you're obsessed.
I would just like...
But throwing feta cheese at Harry Styles is not a good idea.
But I also think maybe just putting it on his body would be nice too.
Well, that's a separate private dream like, you've had.
I'll lick it off.
Okay. UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Don't forget, after 8 o'clock, we will be pushing play on our very first cash track for the day.
That's right. Big lot of money. I think $420 went off yesterday.
That's a lot of money.
420 is one of my favourite numbers. Absolutely.
Why
if
is
you
that?
Get, I don't know, if you get $420 in your wallet, you're doing well.
You're blazing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're on fire for the day.
You
How
are
good's
on
that?
Fire.
Yeah, you've done good. That, and of course, next is one of my favourite parts of the week. Annoy Tyler is back. Strap in. Start thinking now about how you can annoy Tyler.
I don't know if I'm in the mood for this today.
I am. I know I am. Time for one of my favourite parts of the week, which is Annoy Tyler.
Yay.
Now, if you're not familiar with what this is, basically I discovered that Tyler is a bit OCD. So you actually had no idea about this yourself, Tyler.
No, until you pointed it out.
Noticing things. And it's a little thing. So, for example, just this morning on our – we've got a little a computer screen that we share with our producer, Stephen.
Yeah, it's a like, call screen.
It can be seen in both our room and the room that Stephen works in on the other side of the office.
It's mirrored. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the corner of that, there's obviously you can type things on the screen, like a Word document sort of. And in the corner of that is a little apostrophe that's been left there for some other reason.
It's been there for a long time. It's been there for a couple of weeks now.
And this morning you're like, that apostrophe in the corner is really annoying me. And producer Stephen's deleting it as we speak, which is
no,
so funny.
No, he's not. It's still there.
Right. And But this is the sort of thing that winds Tyler up. So, for example, another example. In my car, right, there's two clocks. There's the one there's the one that's like where your like speedo is,
yep.
Like the old school. It's digital, but it's old school.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that's in the like navigation system in the center console.
Yep.
Both of those are at different times and neither is correct.
And both completely wrong.
So
that
whenever
annoys
like,
me so I've, much.
Whenever I've like changed the battery or whatever, I just leave whatever time comes up.
Oh, I hate
Couldn't
you.
Care less. Doesn't bother me at all. And okay, here's another one. Mm-hmm. The clock in my bedroom is on the wrong daylight savings time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the one, like a little alarm clock next to my bed. Doesn't bother me at all. I look at it, okay, oh, it's just plus or minus an hour, whatever. I just plus it in my mind. I can do
that.
Simple addition. I can do simple subtraction. It's
I
easy.
I hate that. What about when you're setting an alarm? Do you not get confused
no,
about what
time? No,
use
my phone.
Oh.
Yeah, because I know that one is
Well, then
like,
what's the point in having an alarm clock next to the bed if you don't use it?
Oh, because
so stupid.
When it's on the right time from the other daylight savings, it's all good. So it's good for half the year.
I hate this so
right?
much.
Okay, here's another one. I still haven't filled the water on my windscreen
That's
wiper.
That's been a month.
Yep. It's rained. It's been fine. Don't need to. If I press the little thing, no water comes out.
Oh, and then you smear and dirt and bird poop all over the windscreen, aren't
you?
Yeah,
but you can still see through the gap.
I
so you're good as gold.
Then. This is so infuriating.
4967-4105. If you've got a few little of those details, they don't bother you because you're just an average person. But now you think they'll annoy Tyler.
There was one the other week where someone called up and said that they just randomly put clothes on different lines of the clothesline. That has stuck with me.
It doesn't bother me at all. I'd be the same. I'd just
so
put any
annoying.
Random thing anywhere.
Even I was hanging the laundry out yesterday, I was like, what psychopath doesn't go in linear formation here?
Well,
oh, I hate
don't.
This.
I don't. Okay, 4967-4105. If you've got a great one, we'll reward you with tickets to the Newcastle show.
I hate everything about this.
If you've got one, those little details that you think, or something that just doesn't line up, or cupboards in your thing, you just leave one open all
that's
the time.
Pure evil.
4967-4105. If you'd like to join the Annoy Tyler Club, we'll certify you. You had a special sticker or something.
All right,
give us a call now. Get with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. It's time to annoy Tyler.
Yay.
4967-4105. If you'd like to join the show, we've got the free Newcastle show tickets up for grabs just for bringing the annoy Tyler to the situation.
And I would just like to point out that one that you mentioned earlier, we've got a call screen where producer Stephen is typing into it, giving us all the information that we need. And there is, in the line four, in the call description column, there is one stupid little apostrophe that has been there for weeks. It's doing my head in.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Get rid of it.
Why does it matter?
Delete it. It doesn't need to be there. It's in the wrong spot.
Things that are in the wrong spot really bug you,
yeah,
don't
they?
I thought
do,
it was
actually
a mark on the screen.
No, it's not.
I thought it was the computer screen was dirty. I didn't even realise.
You have the power to delete it, Stephen, and you're
don't
not.
Delete
which means you are
just
contributing to my annoyance.
I quite like it, actually.
I hate it.
These are the little details that we can talk about. Now, the other one I mentioned was leaving my windscreen wiper fluid reservoir empty. It's been a couple of weeks now.
And I would just like to thank our community because someone has messaged us on our Instagram at the Novos _ saying, just listening and how Crevo said he hasn't filled his water bottle in the car. It's actually a defectable offence. So there you go. You are actually committing a crime by not filling up your stupid little water bottle to clean the windscreen. Just do it. Otherwise, I'm going to drop you into the cops. Citizen's arrest.
Pretty sure it just ran out. I think that's what's happened.
Just refill it. You can get defected.
Well, that's true. 4967-4105 if you want to join the show. Let's start with Jenny, first of all. How are you?
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Have you got something to annoy Tyler with?
Tyler, I got heaps, hey.
Oh, come on.
My husband's OCD plus, and so is my son.
Yeah.
And so do you just like to torment them?
Oh, yeah.
You evil woman.
All right, so what are some of the ones you've done?
My son will pair up shoes, right? He's really cool.
Yeah.
He'll pair them evenly up together, and they make a colour code, black and white.
Nice.
And then anything that's brown or red will be on the other side of the wardrobe.
Nice.
So I'll go in there and just, I suppose, mess them all up. So when he opens his door, he like, oh my God, Mum, you didn't. And I said, yeah, I did. He's nearly 16 and he still tells me off to this day, which I love.
I don't blame him, Jenny. And if you were to ever come to my house and look at my cupboard, it is colour-coded. I will not let you.
I so want to recolour your wardrobe.
You're not allowed. You're not welcome.
I'm so coming.
Oh,
love
my
your work.
God. Jenny, that is evil. We've got Ross up next in Hamilton as well. Hey, Ross.
G'day, how are you?
Good.
You want to annoy Tyler? What do you got?
When I'm making a bit of breakfast, you know, you're buttering up your toast or putting your spread. I like a bit of honey and I like some peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know, mix them together and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll put my peanut butter on first and then I go digging into my honey and, you know, I leave the streaks of, you know, peanut butter and butter
fine.
And stuff.
In the honey?
Yep.
That's criminal. Is anyone that is leaving butter in the Vegemite also criminal offence?
Nothing goes wrong. A bit of butter in there. It's
That's
fine.
Disgusting. Also, I feel like I don't think that there's any scientific ways to back this, but I feel like there's mould. There's
no mould.
Mould is
going
to grow. If peanut butter is in honey, it's a chemical reaction that's wrong for your body.
No, it's good. It's good. There's nothing wrong with it.
You know,
it's like drinking from the garden hose.
Oh, and now, no. We will not have that.
What's wrong with
today.
That, Tyler?
That's gross, because it's been out in the dirt. No, that's disgusting.
No, never killed me. I'm
gross.
Still alive.
Yeah, yeah, but you're a little bit, there's something wrong up there.
No, there isn't.
I reckon there is.
You know what the other good thing about that, Ross, is that when you do your next toast the next day, you can go in the honey first, and there's already a bit of butter good to go from yesterday.
Exactly.
Gross.
Exactly.
You lot. Honestly, you need to check yourselves because this is all wrong. It's all criminal behaviour.
Look at you sitting back in your chair, very up.
Oh, my God.
Done it. Successful. Annoyed Tyler. Well done. Congratulations, Ross and Jenny. You both get an award. Oh, do we have one more?
Oh.
Here we go. We do have one more. This is a bit of fun. Hello, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
You got one more to annoy Tyler before we wrap things up?
Absolutely.
What have you got?
I will purposely tie my shoelaces with one lace longer than the other.
No, you won't. No.
Yes, I will.
No way.
All right, Matt, as we say, picks or it didn't happen.
Get me.
The longer you listen, the more cash you'll win.
105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
Yeah, every single one worth $105. That could be... It could be dozens of them in a day. You never know.
You never know. And we don't know either.
Nah, that's all up to the bosses.
They don't tell us because we've got big mouths.
Exactly.
But we do know that this first one is worth $105. And I've got the song title and artist in front of me because tell us the first one.
They give us the first one because we can be trusted with one.
That's it. Only because we literally have to spit it out right now. Right. The rest of them, it no could dice. This one worth $105. Write it down. Listen right across the day. Write all the cash tracks down. You win money.
That's right. Let's play.
If you don't
it.
Like free money, what's wrong with you?
Right now.
All right. Star Walking. Lil Nas X.
Got
on
that?
The air now.
Got that?
Got right. that?
Star Walking. Lil Nas X.
Just in case. Star Walking.
Get your tickets to the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now.
March 10 to 12.
Tickettech.com.au.
This is the Novos Supercars Challenge.
Yeah, of course, it's one of the biggest events happening in Newcastle right now. The setup for it started weeks ago.
Yeah, they're through their setup journey now, aren't they?
And if you want free tickets
for free
to the Thrifty Newcastle 500, we've got a double pass to give you, which includes a 3-day general admission pass to the Newcastle 500, which is everyday entry. That also gets you into the gigs each night as well. It also includes a Newcastle 500 merch pack.
I know. How good is that?
This is the best.
Now, if you don't win these ones, of course, you can get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 March 10 to 12 at tickettech.com.au. Now, the way we're giving these away...
We are making you work for it.
Oh, definitely. You need to make the best supercar noise with your mouth. Now, yesterday, Adina was the winner, and this is what she had to do to win. So this is the sort of standard...
This is the winning material.
...that you need, right? Here we go.
I love the meow.
I know. What I liked about that is you had gear changing, you had the sound of the engines, and
the exhaust.
Yeah, the exhaust and the car zooming away, right?
So good.
So if this is, you know, you need a bit of variety. You've got to mix it up.
Yeah.
This is your chance. 4967-4105 if you'd like to play our supercar challenge.
We need two callers to go head-to-head. The one who makes the best supercar sound with their mouth wins all of that. It's
all
a long
pickies.
Weekend.
I know.
We want you to win it, so call now.
Exactly.
Get your tickets to the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now.
March 10 to 12.
Tickettech.com.au.
This is the Novos Supercars Challenge.
Yeah, it is. The Novos Supercars Challenge back for another day. This is where we want to give one lucky Novocastrian a double 3-day general admission pass.
Oh, how good's that?
To the Newcastle 500. This includes all of the access to the live music as well. We also want to kit you out and give you a Newcastle 500 merch pack.
Which is awesome because that way you get to go and you're wearing the shirt and stuff on the day.
You also look the part.
That's
you
right.
You look like you know that you're supposed to be there.
Which is the most important part.
It's the whole point.
Hilltop Hoods are going to be there.
Oh, just Screaming awesome. Jets.
Jeez.
San Cisco.
Music's going to be top notch.
I'd be going there for the music with nothing else.
Yeah, you could. It's
but
up to you. It's your
race.
Tickets.
There's a big race on too.
Yeah, which is awesome.
All right, let's meet our contestants, shall we? We've got Damien in Boolaroo up first. Hey, Damien.
Good morning, team. How are we doing?
Good. You sound cool, calm and collected, but I feel like you're going to need to rev it up real soon, pun intended.
Okay, awesome. Damien's just saving his voice. Smart.
Yes.
You don't want to waste it all in the chit chat beforehand.
Very
Jeez.
True.
We've don't got, be too talkative.
Nah, not at all. We've also got Cheyenne in Turalba as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're ready, aren't you?
Yes.
Good.
Jeez. Okay, this is a big competition here. Damo v Cheyenne, who has the best supercar noises coming out of their mouths. Who do we want to go first?
I reckon ladies first. I think we go Cheyenne.
All right, Cheyenne, take it away.
All right.
Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
All right. Well, I mean, tough competition, but Damien, do you think you can do any better?
All right, I'll do my best and put in a bit of commentary as well.
Off you go.
Ooh, okay, sharp.
We ready to go, guys?
Yeah, go
ready.
For it, mate.
Right, revs are starting to rise. Lights are at Newcastle 500.
I mean, pretty good. I think with a bit of commentary in there as well. And Cheyenne, well, not the best performance. Damo, it's all yours. Congratulations. Well done, mate. You're our winner for today. The passes are all yours.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. This is honestly the best game we've ever played because people are jumping through hoops and they're working hard for it. And that is proof in Damien from Boolaroo, Damien.
Exactly. Well done. You get the passes.
Well done.
Cheyenne, better luck next time.
Pew!
That was it. I mean, they are very fast, to be fair.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And hey, before 9 o'clock, Big Frizz joining us on the show.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Our first game against the New Zealand Warriors this Friday night.
Yep, it'll be
across
brilliant.
The ditch.
Yeah, and up against a former Knights player, which always adds a little bit of spice.
It is spicy, isn't
it? Yeah, it definitely is. But yeah, as I said, wishing him luck as well.
Yeah, totally.
Up next, though, we are doing What's the Goss, which is exciting. Producer Stephen, what's on the way?
Snoop Dogg is in the country, and he's brought a very, very special guest. It's, look, I don't want to give away too much,
but I'll have a guess up next.
Okay, right. Excellent. What's the Goss? Just minutes away as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say Adele. My name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. All right, Snoop Doggy Dog in the country. What's the situation and what is his... Well, Tyler wants to guess the guest, which is a new game.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, he is in the country. He launched his Australia tour yesterday in Perth. And did it in, you know, the most Snoop Dogg way. This is the video he posted to Instagram.
I'm down, I'm down. We made it to Australia.
What do you reckon of his accent? I reckon pretty poor.
Awful, but I'll let it slide because it's Snoop Dogg.
There's something lovable about him.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. He's Snoop Dogg, so funny. Like, I had a check yesterday, 36 degrees in Perth. He's in tracksuits and beanie.
Of course he is.
I had a look. I was trying to Google it before. Snoop Dogg knees, Snoop Dogg shorts. They don't exist. You can't
Snoop
see his knees.
Snoop Dogg knees.
I just want to know what they look like.
The truth is, nobody knows. He actually might not have knees. New conspiracy. Snoop Dogg doesn't have knees.
Well, speaking of conspiracies, I did hint that he's got a special guest. Tyler, you want to have a guess?
Well, the obvious guess is Martha Stewart.
I haven't seen Martha Stewart here. Who I have seen, though, is this who he posted with.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
What? Yes,
he was back. He brought Dre with him.
Are you joking?
Dr. Dre spotted in Perth with Snoop Dogg yesterday.
I actually was offered tickets to see Snoop Dogg, and I was like, it's a school night, it's in Sydney, I've put it in the too hard basket.
No.
I'm going to have to see if I can go grovelling back to my friend and be like,
on heads and knees.
We've got to go and see Snoop Doggy Dogg and hope that the DRE comes out on stage with him.
Well, it would be absolutely unreal. So, yeah, obviously spotted in Perth with Snoop yesterday, and that would be... it's two for the price of one, isn't it?
Like, totally, but I mean, oh my God.
Is Dre even like a bigger name?
I reckon they're on par, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. I guess it depends on your music taste, what genre music you grew up with.
Oh,
you gotta love Dre.
You'd like Dre, you would think.
Oh, you'd go wild. Like, the crowd would go absolutely wild if Snoop, you know, starts playing that, for example, like next episode or something, and brings out Dre.
Still Devo, it's not Martha Stewart.
The two of them just working away.
That is so cool. It's basically the halftime Super Bowl here in our own backyard.
It is so cool, hey.
Just amazing. Bring out Mary J. She can't dance. She's not very fit, though. Don't make her run around. She'll have a heart attack.
She'll need a little breather in between.
Yeah.
Very good. As you said before, this is big. The Big Frizz on the show next.
We've seen this kick before. It's all good. Threatening to blow this game apart.
Tyson Frizzell, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, we have to start off by sending you a big congratulations to you and your wife. Third baby boy on the way. Are you excited?
Yes, another boy on the way. I guess pretty excited. Got another, another little lunatic on the way.
Another mouth to feed. You'll have to stay working a bit longer, eh?
That's it. That's the plan.
Now, of course, very exciting, all headed over to New Zealand. The Knights themselves haven't played there before, but you have.
Yeah, in Wellington this weekend. I think it's the first time for the Newcastle boys going over there. I've played there once before and had a good result, so hopefully it can happen the same way this Friday.
Now, we are up against former Knights player Mitch Barnett. Are you going to smash him?
I don't think I'm going to be looking for him, but I'm going to be looking for some of our players. So it'll be nice to play against another mate.
Absolutely, because that's the, you know, the friendship that is in the game is definitely there. But at the same time, it's a very competitive, right? You'll see him and you'll eyeball him for sure, right?
Oh yeah, I guess so. You always come against friends on the field, but yeah, you're never friends on the field. You can be mates after it, but
yeah.
Once you cross that white line, it's going on.
Totally. And what's the feeling in the air with the team at the moment, Frizz? Are we ready to go? Are we pumped and ready?
Yeah, for sure. We've prepped really, really well over the preseason. We've got a big day of training today, which is probably our biggest day of the week. And then we roll on over to New Zealand tomorrow morning for a light captain's run. And then, yeah, we'll be ready to go.
Now, just one thing I wanted to mention here. Off the air, Tyler was showing me your wife's Instagram, and she's saying, she's so cool. Frizz, I wish I could be more like her.
When I grow up, I want to be Sammy Frizz. Like, she is, and I mean, not to be married to you, I'm sure you're a great guy, but I love your wife so much that it's almost embarrassing.
She was showing me, like, almost, the fashion and everything. Look at her clothing in that one. I'm like, yeah, it looks all right.
She's so cool.
I think she'd like that comment.
Yeah, please tell her. I mean,
okay, I will.
I don't always want to. They always say don't meet your heroes, but maybe we can maybe link up for a coffee or something one day. I don't know. You know,
we'll try and organise that for you.
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
Tyler's blushing. Brilliant.
If I've ever had a girl crush, it's on your wife. Just know that that's a big compliment.
Yeah, of course you love that. I'll let her know.
Well, thanks so much for that. Well, best of luck heading over to New Zealand this afternoon, and with a big game on Friday night. Let's hope we bring home a win. Hey.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thanks, Frizz. Best of luck.
Yeah, how good is that? I mean,
thanks for throwing me under the bus there, idiot.
It's all right. Good luck. Enjoy the coffee. That's all I can say. You can thank me later.
I'm nervous now. I'm a bit jittery.
I know that. That's thanks. All right, though. That'll anyway, be fun for the show. A little story arc,
yeah,
know?
Sure thing.
That's a wrap from us, pretty much.
Yeah, don't forget, cash tracks play right across the day. Every cash track that you can identify is worth $105.
We gave away $420 yesterday, which is just, I absolutely love that.
That's a blazing amount.
Exactly. And it's just good to be giving it away. Good luck with that. Make sure you write them down. Do not miss any. Because everyone worth $105.
It's a lot of money to miss out on, isn't it?
It sure is. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.